Connor Brown.
Yes?
Know this. When you give them your truth, they will use it to betray you.
They will not.
They will. It is the way of things.
History is not but a large wheel.
Live long enough and watch history begin again. And again. And again.
And again, our number is 617-297-BLUE. Now, we have a great
Beans and Pranks
today, folks. Our victim is 19-year-old MSU sophomore Kath.
Ty. School.
Holiday, jerk face.
Oh, sorry. Don't say jerk face.
Morning, pumpkin.
Coffee?
Already on the table. Toast, too.
Love you.
You're up late. 5:45?
I think I hit snooze the first time.
You feeling all right?
Yeah. Today's a holiday?
Veterans Day.
Oh, I always forget about that one. Wait, who's watching the boys today? Jess, Ma?
Relax. I took the day off. Thought your mother could use a hand. I bet you could use a day off, huh?
I wish. No school just means more hours at Antonio's.
Sleep okay?
Yeah, it's just...
What?
I had the weirdest dream. Shauna Brown.
Catherine Rinton.
You are so glad you're not Mike right now.
As opposed to all those times I am?
Oh, this isn't funny.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He got some trashy shock jock to prank call me this morning, pretending to be the dean of something.
Yeah?
Yeah. He said I plagiarized that stupid group report by only giving myself credit.
But didn't you?
I simply attached a note explaining that I'd had to do all of the work myself. Anyway, the DJ told me to explain or I'd face expulsion. I cried on the radio, Shauna. On the radio. I'm gonna kill him.
Well, until you do, I had this really strange, kind of epic dream I have to tell you about.
Yeah?
Well, I can't remember how it started. I think maybe I was trying to get home. And we were in this, like, other world.
Uh-huh.
And, like, a Skeksy from the Dark Crystal was chasing me, only it was kind of just in my head.
A Skeksy?
And you and...
Michael Archer.
Before you say anything else, I want to state for the record that I had no idea you'd react like that. If I did, I would have recorded and made it a ringtone.
This is a joke to you, isn't it?
Absolutely not.
What you did to me was awful and mean. It was the polar opposite of funny.
Look, Rinson, I said I was sorry.
No, you did not.
Well then, anyone mind if I turn on the radio?
Hey folks, let's play that again for those who missed it the last 20 times.
T-shirt? You want to give me a T-shirt for this?
Mike!
You have strong station.
Well, I just think it is unlikely the Patriots will
boys.
See another perfect season.
Anyway, Rinson, you gotta learn to take a joke. Stop living life for how it'll look on your resume, you know?
Is that actually your philosophy, or a defense mechanism to compensate for your many learning disabilities?
Ouch.
You keep on farting your way through school on a football scholarship, Mike. The rest of us will be working for what we want.
Oh, so you haven't made up with Money and Daddy yet?
Excuse me?
Hey, Shauna, what's shaking?
Well, I had this dream, and it was...
I have not asked my parents for a thing, and you know that.
We really do. You tell us all the time.
So don't you dare imply that—
Guys! Sweet Enorim, you two have not changed at all. I cannot believe I forgot about the stupid bickering.
Sweet what? How could you forget? You saw us yesterday and we were bickering then too.
Yeah, right.
Not about this though. Just don't ever do that again and I won't have to take out a restraining order. All right, Mike?
Obviously not. They don't prank the same person twice.
I'm not joking.
She never is. So, Shauna, what's this about a dream?
I don't know. I'm still trying to remember exactly what it was about, but it was one of those that felt real, you know? Felt, I don't know, important somehow. And I could do magic. It almost feels like I still can. It ended just as someone I cared about was dying, but I wasn't—
Magic, huh? Like Harry Potter stuff or more D&D-like?
No, not like that. It was kind of terrifying, but kind of awesome.
Are you like a barbarian sorceress princess or something?
What?
Because I've also had that dream. Not the princess part. But I was this axe-wielding conqueror dude, and we... Well, I'll tell you that one later. Maybe after a movie tonight?
Yeah, we were all going to a movie, and then we were sucked into this magical fantasy world, and there was this voice.
Hello, Shauna Brown.
Hi.
I've placed order for pickup.
Oh, hi, Oren. I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. Guys, this is Oren, my new next-door neighbor.
Hi.
Hi.
Hold on just a sec, I'll check your order.
Shauna, he's fine.
Guy creeps me out.
Mike!
Sure, he's got those soft, pillowy lips. That exotic Eastern European charm. There's something not quite right, you know what I mean?
Soft?
God, joke!
Your order will be ready in 5 minutes. Sorry for the wait.
That is no trouble, Shauna. Good things are worth the waiting. Do you not agree?
Yeah.
And he's totally into you.
Anyway, so we all went to the World of Warcraft and did magic?
No, I think only I could do it.
Lame.
No, it kind of figures.
How do you mean?
Well, it was your dream, so of course you were the one with some kind of special destiny. Everyone dreams that they're special because, inside, they wish that they were.
Alright, what if you're already special, but in the dream you're awesome, because that's me all the way?
Oh, you're special, alright.
I go to fantasy worlds all the time in my dreams. They're like sequels to the video games I fell asleep playing. Tell me that isn't awesome.
You're just proving my point. Dreams are a jumble of nerve impulses given context as sensory data after the fact. Mike, you fill your mind with useless rot, so that's what your dreams are about. Shauna's part of a large family, so she probably thinks of herself as the center of things, everything to everyone, whether she truly is or not.
Standing right here.
I believe that dreams can show the truth of things. In them, you are free to examine your past, and therefore, your future.
Oh, yeah?
History is naught but a large wheel. Live long enough and watch history begin again.
Whoa, deja vu.
Precisely.
So, you just moved into the neighborhood? Where are you originally from?
Londi.
That's India, right?
Yes.
Huh, your accent seems more...
I was not born there, I... What is this? Could you... The volume on the radio, please.
As a 4-alarm fire. Again, we are on the scene of a large blaze in South Boston's Dorchester Heights G Street.
Oh my god.
Firefighters are battling flames that have claimed at least one life.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Guys, I have to go.
I will take you there. Come with me, Shauna.
Shauna, wait. You don't know that.
I know it is. Oh god.
Shauna!
The victims' names are being withheld until authorities can contact the next of kin.
Shauna, wait!
Get out of the way! This is my... I live here! I... God. Oh god, this isn't happening.
Affirm, 4 remains. Boys at Ladder 19 think it was arson.
There she is! Shauna!
I can't breathe.
Holy... Hey, just don't look. Come here, don't look.
Hey, need another bag over here.
But those are Tyler's shoes.
Maybe Maybe you shouldn't be here.
Me again. Make that 5. Christ.
Shauna, don't!
Hey, miss, you can't go over there!
Where are they? Are they at the hospital?
You're Shauna Brown?
They're going to be okay, right?
6 the counted for. Shauna, you'd better come with me, okay?
No, I want to see them.
Please come with me.
No, you're just going to sit me down and tell me my family's dead, and you're lying because I know they're not, and... Ty?
Shauna, stop. Mike?
I got her. Shauna, hey.
Let go of me. There's nothing you can do for them. This is awful, and I'm sorry, but there just isn't. Yes, there is. You don't know what I can do.
You can't. Shauna, please don't do this. We'll lose you too.
Okay. Just let go of me.
Okay. There. Look, I am so sorry.
Ty! Ty!
Miss, you can't do that.
I can bring you back.
Miss, you do not want to open that bag.
Sean, he is gone?
No, he's right here. I can do magic, you know.
I know. There may be consequences.
There always are. Work, stupid magic. Give Tyler back to me!
Shauna?
Hey! It's going to be okay now.
What have you done?
We're live on the scene of the blaze that took the lives of Seamus and Jennifer Brown and their 3 sons. Shauna Brown, the only surviving member, is currently hospitalized after an explosion shook the area. Police and firefighters attribute this aftershock to damaged gas mains. Many onlookers suffered minor burns and injuries in the blast, but none have been reported as being in serious condition. Investigators have not yet announced the cause of this deadly inferno. The fire department had this to say.
The only concrete fact we have this morning is that the blaze started in the basement.
No comment has been made regarding the many rumors surrounding this shocking catastrophe, but sources close to the department say that arson has not yet been ruled out. Meanwhile, an entire neighborhood, indeed, the whole city, mourns this terrible tragedy.
I am beyond words. I am here only 6 months past, yet I grieve for their loss even so. To lose your entire family at once is an unfathomable tragedy. Let our prayers aid her in her grief. Her pain is our pain.
This is Rachel Garcia. Back to you in the newsroom, Steve.
Shauna, wake up, Shauna.
Ty?
Yes.
You're not really here.
You wanted me back, and so I am.
But you're not you.
Kettles and pots, like Ma used to say. You have also changed.
I don't know what's happening. Where are we? No, where am I?
The authorities have brought us here. It's been days. They have come for you.
Mike. Catherine.
Hey. Hi, Shauna.
They will use it to betray you.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm sorry for the way I look right now. Sometimes if I focus, I can be like I was. Look like I was. But it comes and goes. Everything's different.
Look, Shauna, we don't need to know about that. You
just want to go home. They've been grilling us for days about what happened, and...
We didn't have anything to do with this. We tried to stop you.
They lie. They had everything to do with this.
What did they want?
You have to tell them everything you know about your dream,
your abilities.
How did the fire start?
How did the fire start?
What? How would we know?
Mike, it was fireworks, Shauna, in the basement.
Tyler's probably.
But who gave them to Tyler?
Gave him... You gave him the fireworks?
What? How did... Yeah, I did. But he was the idiot who hid them right next to the boiler. It's like Darwin Award material. Somebody should have noticed them. It's not my fault.
He said he just needed a place to store them for a day or two. He said they were safe.
Look, no one's to blame for this, Shauna.
Why did the fire alarm not alert us?
Your group project. You needed a 9-volt battery.
Yeah, I needed one. You guys should have had more than one working fire alarm in your house. I'm really sorry I borrowed it, but I was stressed because I had to do all the work myself, and I forgot to tell you, I guess.
Forgot? Or did not deem it worthy of mention?
Look, for all we know, your freaky powers did this.
What?
You did something back there, Shauna. Something you shouldn't have. You look, well, really bad, honestly. Like, burnt, dried out. I don't know what to think.
You shouldn't have used your powers like that. I know I wouldn't have. But you got them, not me. You chose how to use them. Way of the world, I guess.
Please, just tell them what they want to know!
What have you already told them?
We... can't say.
Ask them. Ask them about the dream.
My... Did you tell them about my dream? About my magic?
We had to. Shauna, look. We're just co-workers, okay? This has nothing to do with us. I'm sorry, but this is your mess, not ours.
I gave you my truth, and you used it to betray me.
No, we...
Go!
But...
Go!
They have destroyed your life.
Yes.
They have destroyed you.
I did this to myself. Trying to save you.
Had they not killed me, would you have had reason to try?
No.
Those closest to us hurt us most. Such is always the way.
I don't deserve this.
No.
None of us deserve this.
We do not. And yet...
History is not but a large wheel. But the wheel's stuck. It's just spinning in place.
Who will free it? You?
I can't.
You can.
Orin, why are you...
Your men in black have also questioned me. They wish to know if you are a threat to their way.
Well, you can tell them to go home. You can see for yourself what my power did to me. And the spell didn't even work. My brother's still dead.
In a way. And in a way, not.
What?
Do you desire to change things? To prevent others from suffering as you have?
Sure. But I'd have to change the entire world.
Yes!
I don't have that kind of power.
You do,
sir.
Your friends are wrong. The Wheel of Time grinds their will to dust, and still they cling to it.
Sir.
Your way is not their way, and so it is a threat to them.
Sir, that's enough.
You must make your way their way.
Sir, come with me.
Only then will they understand.
I can save them. I can save them all.
Hey!
Linda, I can't wait to try that in my home. Coming up on Wake Up Beantown. The discovery of aether has revolutionized modern science for years and is poised to do the same for the financial sector. We'll be talking with Michael Archer, CEO of the trailblazing company Etheric Mechanics, who will be discussing his new book, Deus Ex Machina, What Aether Can Do for America.
Thank you for listening to Act 1. Act 2 begins in 1 minute. Hello, Andrea Schubert here, reminding you that SecondShiftPodcast.com is the official home of our audio drama. There you will find forums, our wiki, and our online store. You'll find special features unlocked by your financial contributions, including episode commentaries, theme music, and a recording of a live performance. So please go to SecondShiftPodcast.com and contribute today to help unlock the next goodie. And now, Act 2.
And now, a Channel 5 news exclusive, Terror in the Streets. Moments ago, the U.S. Army announced that a ceasefire has been reached with the radical group known as the Order of Decisive Integrity. There is no word yet, however, if the military will rescind its state of martial law in New England based on these new provisions. It is unknown if the ODI will relinquish their hold on eastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island, but at a press conference with the Department of Homeland Security and representatives of the newly formed Senate Committee on Etheric Policy, top officials assured the media that measures are now underway to topple this Boston-based militia's founding advocate, Shauna Brown, who claims to be solely responsible for the discovery of aether decades ago, and to disperse the hundreds aligned with her cause. Coming up, we'll be talking to Dr. Lauren Adams, current director of leading research group, the Rinson Institute of Etheric Studies, about the long-term ramifications of etheric weapons on our front lines.
My name, Shauna Brown. I don't know why we're here. We were going to help people, to change the world for the better. I wanted to show everyone a different way. I never wanted to start a war. And neither did you. My friends, my family. We did not start this war, it was forced upon us. We do not belong here.
And yet,
I do know this. We cannot back down. We will finish what they began when they trivialized my gifts, when they made ether a toy for the rich, a prize for the elite, a weapon for their armies, and not a tool of the people. They left us with no choice, and still, we will choose. We will choose victory. Victory over ignorance, victory over betrayal, victory over an endless cycle of pain and misery and death. We will hold to our ways no matter the price, because we know that the price we pay today will be 100-fold greater if we submit to their tyranny.
You have them, and now the finish.
They wield illusions. They wield lies. When you cast unclouded eyes past our gates at the enemies gathered there, what truly stands before us but the last sputtering gasp of the old ways? What stands before us but a new dawn, the beginning of an era unlike anything seen before? We will shed the yoke of our oppressors. Freed of their ways, our enemies will become citizens of our new world, and they will thank us! Their lives must end. Down with their power! Get them down!
Cast them down!
cast them down?
Is it not fitting?
I've heard better. Maybe I should start taking sleeping aids or something. I'm losing my edge. There's so much more work to do.
You have become the visionary your people need. Do not dull yourself with sedatives. Sleep is but a distraction for you.
I'm over 40 and can look 19 when I try to. I wouldn't worry about dulling. Something keeps me going. Something I did to myself when I cast that spell to bring you... You're starting to sound different, Ty. Less like you, and more like someone I think I used to know.
A friend or a foe?
I don't know. Both.
You brought me back. I am what you will me to be. What you need. Perhaps this voice is a comfort to you?
Maybe. I miss the real you, Ty.
I miss the real you too, Jerkface.
Digital Newscast, your source for breaking news. In other news on DNC tonight, an annual party with an unusual guest. The followers of the Path of Self-Actualization held their annual carnival up in the Breakaway Republic of New England, celebrating founding advocate Shauna Brown's first use of Aether. Despite their loss in the Awakening skirmishes, ODI reformed into its now lesser counterpart, which is still active in proselytizing the teachings of whom they call their numinous founder. Unconfirmed reports circulate that the Shauna Brown herself is in attendance this year. While supporters claim that this is the same woman who was instrumental in the discovery of Aether over 125 years ago, official acolyte sources describe her as, and I quote, an obvious fraud intended to mythicize the etheric pioneer. Others also slated to appear, Saint Nick, the Easter Bunny, and the Great Pumpkin. Though it wasn't too long ago, such congregations of believers often caused or brought about conflict with the United States of New America, the chair of the Committee of Etheric Policy had this to say.
It has taken decades of standoff for both groups to realize that we must learn to cohabitate as people did in the 20th century. In recent years, we have had an armistice of sorts allowing for reasonable celebratory gatherings.
No comments from Commander Michael David Archer VI on whether or not his state leaders and law enforcement officials will also honor or accept this proposed truce.
Shauna Brown.
Well, hello. Where have you been?
Ever by your side.
It's been, I think, 100 years since we last spoke.
Ah, I suppose it has.
And I figured out who you are.
Tyler Brown.
Well, yeah. But I mean that voice you're using.
Our next-door neighbor, Oren.
Also true. But I've had a lot of time to think about that dream I had. The one that started all of this? Oren was part of that dream. And his life was a lot like mine.
Very much like yours, yes.
It's connected somehow. I need you to speak to me as that Oren, the one in my dream.
I have been doing so for some time already, Shauna Brown.
You are what I will you to be. What I need.
Just so. Tell me. How has time been for you?
Well, we didn't win, but they didn't wipe us out wholesale. We still have the hub, our sanctuary, our resting place.
You speak as if your cause is at an end.
I led a war that we didn't win. Now we've been holed up here since our defeat while my armies get political and I pass the time trying to figure out what the hell to do. I tried and failed. Isn't that enough for one lifetime? I'm already twice as old as my grandmother was.
If we are indeed the same, you will live a great many lifetimes more before this life is at an end.
Speaking from experience?
Once you reach 300, the centuries will seem as nothing.
How am I doing so far?
You do as you will, guided by your conviction and your heart. Who could do better than this?
Winning would be a good start.
Your cause is far from lost, Shauna Brown. Simply await the next revolution of the wheel.
Forces, with the assistance of the acolytes of Etheric Forces, gained a major strategic foothold today in their attempts to reclaim the Innerlight-occupied Northeast Territory. For 2 decades, Innerlight Forces have maintained a seemingly impenetrable early warning screen of both solid-state radar systems and automated Etheric arrays, rendering effective incursions into their territory impossible. In a massive offensive, USNA troops were able not only to break this barrier, but to inflict massive damage to the Innerlight garrisons present. Sources close to the USNA's special forces claim POWs will be transported to the capital in Illinois, where they will be debriefed at the Rock Island Military Complex. Though past attempts have shown that followers of Her Inner Light are not easily swayed, if at all, into renouncing their proclaimed messiah in exchange for political asylum, officials are hopeful that new methods of etheric deprogramming will be met with greater success. While some theologists compare this schism to that of Martin Luther's break from the Catholic Church, others see Her Inner Light as a dangerous cult based on the antiquated teachings of a mentally unstable young girl. We go now to renowned political strategist Robert Geist for what the USNA's victory means for the state of world affairs.
Sir?
I am listening. Go on.
Their forces turned us back at Washington. Between casualty and capture, we lost half.
Half? How many of theirs did we get?
Perhaps 5%?
I see. And why?
There were other factors, such as morale and infighting amongst and between units. But primarily, we were surprised by the presence of Rinson and Archer acolytes.
Surprised?
Yes.
Something ceases to surprise when it keeps happening!
Sincerest apologies, sir.
We've been at war with these bastards for 400 years! Since the dream and the awakening, they've stood against me. Their bones are dust, and still they betray me. They took my truth and made it a lie, built false schools and governments to oppose me, and now their descendants destroy my work. Why?
I do not know. I'm sorry.
Of course.
Sir?
Yes, Kevin?
Have we lost?
Of course not. So long as our body is whole, we cannot lose. You are dismissed.
Thank you, sir. Would you like me to close the door?
Yes, Kevin, I think you had better.
May your light guide the people.
It will endure until the path is clear to all.
No tears, Shauna Brown?
I don't have any left, physically. I guess I'm finally getting old.
Your power will sustain you forever in spirit, if not in body. Only the life energies of others will nourish your immortal coil.
So I'm going to start looking like a mummified corpse unless I eat people's souls?
They desire nothing else but to serve you, Shauna Brown. Your tears are gone, and soon all else will follow.
Not that I don't appreciate the advice, but I'm not going to do that. My magic, my machines, those have kept me going so far. And I still have my principles, my dream. My stupid dream. My pathetically human followers. I enrage. I have lots of rage.
In time, that too will be gone.
But I'll still have incompetent followers.
If you are fortunate.
They're everywhere now. Mike and Catherine's acolytes of etheric forces. I called my power magic, but of course Mike had to steal from fantasy literature. I guess both of them were always very good at taking things.
Is your cause lost?
You heard him. Half of our forces? We were winning! Finally! Then the tide turned, and instead of rallying to the cause, my generals bickered about which of them had failed. How can I usher in the new era when the old has claimed the hearts and minds of my own people? What's the use of fighting for an ideal that my soldiers don't even believe in? I can't trust anyone.
Man is a fallible creature. Yet what is to be done?
People can't be cured of their imperfections. Nothing can be done.
Nothing?
Certainly not war. Why did I ever think I could convince them through force?
You were without choice. Your followers came to you, pleading for your help, for freedom.
Bang up job I've done.
What now, then?
It's over. I quit. Nothing to do but get impossibly old and wait for the wheel to come back around, I guess.
It always does.
Yes, it does.
It has been 3 decades since the reclamation of the East, yet it was only today that the Manhattan of old New York has reopened to the just people. Though construction officials and the CDC assure the public that the city is once again stable and sterile, many are hesitant to take up residence. The chair of the Committee of Etheric Policy, Training, and Law had this to say.
Extensive Predernach testing has shown that any outfall from etheric weapons have fallen below 3 thoms. That's well below the safe levels that the rest of the country's major cities boast.
Despite the chair's reassurances, others still fear the proximity of the hub, the capital of the former Republic of New England. When asked about the possible threat, the commander in general ensured the public that the Army of Shauna has not been a threefold Lutessan threat since the storming of the Wheeling Fort during the Thaumaturgical Crusades. We here on News at 3 will keep you updated on this story in progress. Back to you, Bob.
Shauna Brown.
Yes, Orin.
It has been some time since we have spoken.
Has it?
It has. Do you know what today is?
I stopped marking time when I stopped being able to move.
It is your birthday.
Is it? How old am I?
You are 750 years young.
That's a lot of candles. Hope you brought your sunglasses.
Are you enjoying your retirement?
I never retired. I let my power-hungry generals run operations, and I have been contemplating.
They are long dead.
Who are?
Your generals.
I guess they would be. Who's in charge now?
Power-hungry generals.
Live long enough and watch history begin again.
What have you been contemplating?
The solution to man's ills. A cure for the fallibility of our fallible race.
What have you discovered?
That violence can solve nothing, of course. I should have realized that from the very beginning. People die, but their cause lives on through the next generation. And the next. It's as if fallibility is written into their genes. As if pain, misery, and betrayal are diseases they cannot help but carry.
You could...
kill them all? In my darkest moments, I'm ashamed to say that I have thought about it. But no, I'm not a monster. And what would that solve? No, I just wish... I wish there was a reset button. A way to begin anew, pure and unafraid. Return to Eden and lock the gates behind us, you know?
There is a way,
but it will take much time to find it. Much work.
I have all the time in the world. Maybe more. It really is possible.
It is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Shauna Brow.
In other news, Pierre Ravic, executive anthroposopher of the Republic of Quebec, spoke out today in response to allegations that he or his cabinet have any direct connections to the Church of Shauna and her Inner Light, which received formal and controversial religious recognition a quarter of a century ago. These accusations come on the heels of the mounting witch hunt for religious fanatics the public believes have infiltrated key government posts. The discovery 6 months ago that two body of attendance members were high-level officials of the Church of Shauna have led to a panic concerning the believed possibility of another invasion. Many aging Americans still recall the chaos of the last Etheric Crusade, which destroyed most major cities along the East Coast and annihilated almost a generation of young people. Faced with possible extinction, the governing corpus established synthetic baby hatcheries, which, due to the modest proposal convention, have since become illegal. Many fear that annihilation of the human race is imminent. Administering functionaries have deemed such fears overblown, but nonetheless are appealing to the populace for help during these uncertain times.
That's it! That's it!
You have found the way?
I have found the way. So simple and elegant. Why did it take me almost 200 years?
Yet you have found it.
I did. Let me tell you about it.
First, there is something you must see. Something that may trouble you.
I've lived on this godforsaken earth for over 900 years, Orin. I sincerely doubt that anything you could show me would possibly...
Orin?
Yes, Taren?
Had you prior knowledge of Vali's cruel jest?
Cruel jest? Your ways are far too stringent, Taren. It was an attempt to challenge your perceptions, that is all.
Community members might have been injured, Vali.
You seven have opposed me all my life, ridiculed my beliefs, barred me from sharing our gift with the world. My mother has died. You will at least allow me her.
Boxen will fire, then. Accessing OD of that magnitude could have dire consequences.
We grieve for Sansa, Orin, we do.
Not as I grieve. You could not!
Luna?
Mother?
You cannot remain! We have decided!
I would expect this from the others. But from you, Vevi?
There are some boundaries even I will not trespass. Seek your own way, Brother Orin.
As you will. Yet know this. I gave you my truth, and you used it to betray me. This day, and all that follows, are of your making. There is more. Are you prepared?
Yes.
What stands before us but a new dawn? The beginning of an era unlike anything seen before.
You will save them, Voluna. You will save them all.
Lord Orin?
Yes, Kenelm.
Why have we lost?
Our body could not act in concert, Kenelm. The individual parts defied the whole, and so we are severed. The dream is lost.
You must take life to sustain your own. It is your right and their privilege. Do you not see?
I do not know. Perhaps, Mother. Perhaps. Should have been obvious, of course. What purpose has the blind application of violence ever served but to incite further violence? We must win their hearts, win their minds. But how? How?
You will find a way, Voluna. You always do.
Mother, perhaps there is no way. Perhaps it is time to end this.
Perhaps these two things are the same.
Oh, my God.
Shauna.
Oh, my God.
Every moment of this life you have lived is entirely as you would live it, given the choices presented to you.
Oh, my God. This... none of this was real?
You must...
none of this was real?
Real? No. But true.
The dream... my kin Catherine betraying me. My family dying. You created all of this. You manipulated me.
I let you live as I have lived.
You put me through hell.
I presented you with the possibility only. All else has come from your mind. Your heart. This reality was entirely your own creation.
Then why was it almost identical to yours?
Indeed. Why?
Because history is not but... and the Winged Herald is your mother?
No, she is a thing of the mind. The purest essence of Odie and my love for poor dear Sansa. As was your Tyler.
And Taryn and Veli.
As with your Catherine and Mike. They and others kept the magic for themselves, used it to create a system of privilege and power.
University. How long have I been in your chamber at Sansa?
If the passing of Silver Knights is difficult for me to recall, the days are as fleeting moments. I would suppose 2 weeks, perhaps 3.
Have you ever put anyone else through this simulation?
Yes. And you are the first to reach this point. None before were so strong as you. So creative. Now, tell me the way.
The way?
Your cure for the fallibility of man.
No, the hell I'm telling you!
What?
I just learned that the last 900 years of my life never happened. That all of it was, what, a dream? Some reality that you put me through? After all that, why should I help you? Maybe I did whip up some solution to pain, misery, and death, but I'm not telling you. You might actually pull it off. And what if I'm wrong, huh? What if it makes things worse?
No, you are not wrong. You are the one I have waited for. The one I called to me. Jik Ipfai, Jirek Ipfai. My weapon, my tool.
I am not your tool.
Your solution is the same as mine, for we are the same, Shauna Brown. Tell me, did your solution require a great personal sacrifice?
When do my plans not?
Were you willing? Even eager to make that sacrifice.
Well, I thought I had lived too long. It was unnatural. I was so alone and...
I have lived too long, and it is unnatural. Remember how it was. How how it felt.
Your spell made you a stopper between this existence and another. The place where OD comes from. Where Anorim live. That's why you can't die, that other place.
Is your Eden. Your perfect garden of wonder and creation.
So if the stopper is removed...
We can return and lock the gates behind us. The old ways will be forgotten. We will be cured of our disease.
But only if you die.
No, Shauna Brown. Only if you... kill me.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 26, Dreams, was written by Brandon Kroos and Missy Serby, and edited by John Tanzer. It was directed by Ari Herbstman, with production assistance from Shelley McCaskill, and was produced by Brad Smith. The voice actors, in order of audience, are Jesse Cox as Oren, Becky Harrington Davis as Shauna, Amos Meeks as Tyler, B.K. DeLong as Mr. Brown, Mike Hunter as Mike, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Michael McAfee as Taryn, and Kara Hurwitz as Vaily. DJ, reporter, and news anchor voices were provided by Julia Suggs, Brad Smith, Michael McAfee, Julia Lunetta, Neil Marsh, Kara Hurwitz, and Andrea Jennifer Schubert. Additional voices were provided by B.K. DeLong, Julia Suggs, Neil Marsh, Josh Marcus, Josh Sheena, and the cast and crew of Second Shift. Audio post-production was by Brad Smith, Neil Marsh, and Julia Suggs, with mastering by Neil Marsh. Additional sound effects and music clips for this and other episodes of Second Shift were acquired from the Freesound Project, freesound.org. Attribution details available at our website. Original music is composed by Tiven Weinstock. The technical producer for Second Shift is Brad Smith, and the administrative producer is Becky Harrington Davis. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information, or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media.
Oh, can we get some, like, character motivation here again, just to get into
the... You guys were tortured for the last few days, and it sucked.
When we first started, we made them out of coat hangers and pantyhose, because we were poor. Then we got rich off of Second Shift.
You know, when we first started, it was out of coat hangers and pantyhose as well, but it wasn't audio recording.
That was good.
Wonderful.
Okay. Mike's grunt peaked.
That's okay. It's a grunt. Grunts can peak.
It's okay
to peak.
That makes me lightheaded to do.
No.
It seriously does. It's really bad.